This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So glad that you have remained or joined us. Dr. Gerald Pollack is now here. He is a professor at the University of Washington there in Seattle. Have you ever been to Seattle? There's no city I've ever been quite like it. It's beautiful. And it's surrounded by what we're going to talk about today, water. So maybe that's where he got his inspiration. I don't know. He's written several books. His new one, The Fourth Phase of Water, is one of the most popular scientific books on Amazon right now. The Fourth Phase of Water. He's a Brand Laureate Award winner for achievement. Other recipients like Steve Jobs has, Nelson Mandela has received this award. And now our next guest, Dr. Gerald Pollack. Gerald, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. I'm really happy to be here with you, and thanks for the nice introduction. Appreciate that.
Yes. Yes, of course. The pleasure is ours, for sure. Tell us maybe a little bit about yourself and how you got fascinated with water. Where did this come from?
It came from, let me start. Earlier in my career, our interests were directed toward understanding how muscles contract at the molecular level. We tried to figure it out. The prevailing view in the scientific literature is one that simply didn't fit the evidence, and so we were trying to figure out how it really does work. And it occurred to me that what's missing from all of those considerations is the main ingredient inside our muscle cells, and that's water. You know, scientists have been trying to figure out the mechanism of contraction for many years, half a century easily, and they consider the proteins inside the muscle, the protein folding and such that might cause the contraction, but nobody pays attention, or almost nobody, to the water. So, you know, two-thirds of every one of your muscle cells, two-thirds by volume, is water. And if you count the number of molecules of water, if you line up all the molecules in your cell, any cell, muscle cell, other cell, and you start counting them, you find that 99 out of 100 are water molecules. And that's because those water molecules are really small. And in order to fit them to make up that two-thirds volume that water contains, you need a lot of water molecules. So it came as a kind of surprise to me that 99% of the molecules are considered by scientists to be virtually useless, or even more than that, ignored as though the molecules weren't there. You see, so this struck me as odd. And at the same time, I met an influential scientist who was dealing with water, and his name is Gilbert Ling. He's now 99 years old and still kicking. And the major theme of his work, that even by that time was written in, I think, five or six different books when I met him, and that was that the water molecules inside the cell, including muscle cells, any cells, that the molecules are lined up. Organized, you know, sort of like dominoes or Legos, if you will, and that idea was contradictory, or I guess you might say, still contradictory to what all scientists think or thought, and that is that the molecules are just like water molecules in a glass of water that you drink, that the molecules are randomly bouncing around a huge number of times each second. And this is totally different, because Gilbert Ling was saying that the molecules of water inside the cell were organized like soldiers standing at attention. See, so completely different concept. And at first, I wasn't sure of this, although his ideas seemed so interesting and so appealing. And I I gave one of his books to some of my students and postdocs, and every one of them came back and said, you know, this guy is really on to something important. And I thought so, too. I just wanted to get support, confirmation from some of my students. And so that was my first, you might say, incursion into studying water. And what I tried to do in that is to, at first, I thought Gilbert Ling's ideas were so powerful, I wanted to bring them in an understandable way to the public, even scientists, because when Gilbert writes a book, Gilbert can understand it, but not too many other people. It's a challenge to read. It may be okay for physical chemists and such, but for the rest of us and the world, it's challenging. So I tried to simplify the message, and that was the objective of my 2001 book, which is called Cells, Gels, and the Engines of Life. I think I did a reasonable job. The book was controversial. Some loved it and some hated it. I had come to the conclusion in that not only was the water pretty much as Gilbert was talking about, that is, ordered in some way, but that the transition between the ordered water and ordinary water is a trigger for so many basic, fundamental, biological events, things that occur in our body all the time. And so that's how it started. And, of course, being a curious kind of guy, I wanted to do experiments to find out more about this seemingly peculiar kind of water. And we happened on an experimental methodology that we actually it started with a Japanese scientist, and he was telling me about some results, and I knew instantly that the kind of experiment that he was doing for another purpose was just right for us, and I had the second good fortune. Go ahead.
Allow me to interject for a second here. I mean,
please.
You said a lot of things. Very interesting how, just listening to a scientist, a professor, how they go through this process of discovery. It's, you know, for the lay people, that's interesting. A couple of questions came to mind. One, you said people applauded your book and people had disdain for your book. Why do people have disdain for this idea? Is it because it's new? Is it because it hurts their other theories? Why do they repel this new idea you're bringing?
I think you put your finger on it. This was early. This was, you know, 15 years ago with my first book on water, not the most recent one. But it's simply that that scientists, like other human beings, want to feel secure. And what does secure mean? Well, secure means having a laboratory that is well-funded. So you can't do anything without money. So if I'm the kingpin in my field, I can easily get money from either the National Science Foundation or the National Institutes of Health, depending on what I'm doing. But if what I'm proposing challenges the general prevailing belief system, then I have a big challenge up ahead, because the people who are going to review my application for money are the experts in the field. So if you, example, consider the shape of the earth, so everybody knows the earth is flat. You can just look out there and it looks flat, right? And imagine some people being the experts on the shape of the flat earth, the bumps here and there and the little mountains and lakes and whatever, but it's flat. And suppose I come to the organization and say, hey, you know, I need some money to study something. I think the earth is round, and I even have some preliminary evidence. You know, I've been looking at satellite photos, and maybe my eyes are not perfect, but it looks to me like they're spherical. You know, the Earth is spherical seen from a distance. And also, I left Seattle. I took a flight, and I went west, and I wound up in Beijing, and from there to Moscow, and from there to Washington, D.C., and back to Seattle. And I got back, you know, and if the Earth is flat, I'm not sure how that happened. So it looks like I've got some real evidence. Could you give me more money? Because this is a very important topic, and I should study it further to see if the round Earth is the true shape and not the flat Earth. So the gatekeeper at one of the organizations says, "Oh, this looks very important, and I better get the experts in the field to make judgment as to whether this is lunacy or this has some promise." And so, who do they hire? They hire the experts in the flat Earth, right? Because these are the experts in the field, and you can imagine their reaction to someone who they're the kingpins in the field of flat Earth, the little bumps, and someone comes and says, "You know, you're all wet. It's not flat at all. It's round." So this is disquieting and insecure for the people who are the dominant people. And I'm not suggesting that these people are evil or anything. We're all in search of truth. But the person who challenges, you know, it's like the French revolutionaries challenging Louis the 16th. They come and say, "Hey, you know, we don't exactly like what's going on. And how do you think the revolutionaries will be received by the king?" It's analogous. So I think this is a reason why some people are protective, unduly protective of their respective turfs.
Of their position.
Position.
You bring up an even broader, maybe more important question. How influential is the money that is given for these experiments that you see? How influential is the source of the money to the actual results of the experiments?
It's mixed. It shouldn't have any influence, obviously, and I think in some cases it probably doesn't, but in many cases it does. And so you can imagine, suppose you're, for example, studying a drug, the effect of a drug on health. There are many, many clinical trials going on, and you're asked to do some research on this drug. Now, if your money comes from the drug company, it's pretty clear that there's going to be some implicit bias, which we all try to restrain ourselves from following that. The drug company would like a positive result, and so if there's some equivocation on how I might interpret the results, I might lean slightly toward what the drug company likes, because I know that I'm going to be getting more money from the drug company in the future to pursue my research, and this will help fund my laboratory. See, it almost has to. Another example is the effect of cell phones, for example, and electromagnetic pollution in the environment. So my colleague, who just retired from down the hall, was studying this sort of thing, and he tells me, and he tells his students too, that when the money for the effects of cell phones is given by a cell phone company, 95% of the reports indicate that there's no health issue at all. And when the money comes from some independent source, like a foundation or private money or whatever, 95% of the reports show that there is a problem. So I think this is a
conflict of interest there. Hey, hold that thought, Doc. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Talking to Dr. Joe Pollack from the University of Washington, professor there, who has written a book called, well, it's many books, but his newest one, The Fourth Phase of Water, and has done some groundbreaking research and pushed these ideas and concepts of what water is. We, you know, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, we didn't really know in the public mind, in our consciousness, what water is. The scientific community now, in large part to Dr. Pollack, are understanding different ideas about water and its essential nature and just what it does. Dr. Pollack, one of the things you said I want to ask you about here in this short segment, you mentioned that water becomes ordered. It's in line, like waiting like a soldier to go or to do or to be commanded. What is it that orders it? What is it that structures this water?
Well, it was to our great surprise because we knew that it was structured, but we couldn't figure out, you know, in order to structure something, you need energy to put in to order something that's disordered. It's a fundamental attribute of physics and chemistry. And to our surprise, we found that it was light coming in from outside. In other words, light from the sun, light from the sky, light from an artificial lamp. You put the light in, and the EZ or the fourth phase, we call it EZ or exclusion zone, because this zone being ordered has a tendency to exclude stuff just the same way that ice has a tendency to exclude debris to be pure. So and the energy to do this comes from light. We studied different wavelengths of light. You know, the light comes between ultraviolet, and then there's visible light extending from the violet all the way to the long wavelengths of red, and then beyond to infrared. And it's infrared that we found is most powerful for structuring or organizing the water.
Now, water is one of the few things that it may be the only thing, I don't know, you comment on this, that it actually expands when it freezes. Is that correct?
Yep. Ben, do you want to know
why?
The reason?
Where did that come from?
Okay. Yeah, so...
Well, I know that the oceans would be one, you know, everything in the ocean would die in Antarctica if it wasn't true, but go ahead and explain it to me.
The fish would be gasping for water when the pond freezes over. I mean, if it starts from the bottom to the top. The reason for this is what we found experimentally, and this is in the book that you, the fourth phase book that you mentioned, is that if you want to freeze water, you know, we all know water has three phases, has a vapor or gas, and then a liquid, and then a solid. So if you want to go from the liquid to the solid, from water to ice, the thought is, well, obviously, you just reduce the temperature and you freeze it. But we found that it's not quite like that. What you need to do is to go from water to fourth phase water, this phase that we discovered that where it's organized, not exactly the way I mentioned Gilbert Ling suggested, but another way. But anyway, that's secondary. But the point is, in order to go from ice to water, you must go through this easy fourth phase stage before you freeze. Essential. Now, when you start cooling the water, and as you cool the water, this fourth phase builds, and it then transitions at some point that's freezing to ice. But the transition from the two it means that you're transitioning from one stage to another stage, and this fourth phase stage is very compact. It's really dense. So when you go from the fourth phase into ice, ice is highly expanded. It has a structure that's not so different from this fourth phase, but it's less dense. And it's less dense because it's got protons sitting between sheets, between layers. The protons get inserted there, take up space, and that's what creates ice from easy water. And so, that's the reason, people have a hard time understanding because most solids most liquids as they solidify, they contract. But water is not the same. As it solidifies, it expands. And the reason, I think, has to do with our findings that freezing really goes from easy water, which is compact, to ice, which is less compact. Is that okay?
Basically.
Yeah,
you lost me a little bit. We're coming on a break. Let's get into fourth. What is the fourth phase? Because I'm not a scientist, and our audience, you know, most of them are not scientists. So let's kind of break down fourth phase a little bit. Very fascinating, water. And why is this information even important? Why do we need to know this? What have we learned from this about water? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The fourth phase of water, excuse me, Dr. Gerald Pollack. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Democrats take control of the House of Representatives on Thursday and plan on passing spending bills to help open the government and end the partial government shutdown. The House also plans on passing a resolution with $1.3 billion for border security. Arizona Congressman Republican Debbie Lesko tells Fox News how her district in Arizona feels about illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration and stopping it has been the number one issue polled-wise in Arizona for many years, and it was this election year, too. Especially in my district.
Thousands of folks are already gathering in Times Square in New York City to be part of the New Year's Eve celebration. Commissioner James O'Neill says the NYPD is ready for the festivities.
Road closures in the bow tie area started at 4. The Penn start to fill up. We have 13 access points. I do have concerns at any large event, but this is what the NYPD, we do this how many times a year?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So many specials that we have going on. I can't even list them all. But we have buy one, get one half off for many of our products that we have. You can take advantage of it from Dr. Group, from Robert Redfern, from Topperson, from Good Health Naturally, from North American Urban Spice. Cass Ingram, Dr. Cass Ingram, all these many products. Buy one, get one half off. You can get those of this special now through the weekend. You need to call. Now, on Thanksgiving, we're not going to be open 877-817-9829. We won't be open any of the other days starting tomorrow. Well, the phones are closed here in about, I think they're closed already. So starting tomorrow, please call. Look, I know it's going to be off the hook. We're going to have people answering. Maybe I'll do some answering. You will be able to take advantage of this, the alpha lipoic acid R, the krill miracle, vitamin E, the full spectrum, from Dr. Sherry Rogers, all her products, of course, the curcumin, all this, 15% off everything, all the Oxygen American products. You buy one Oxygen American product, Ed McCabe, he'll be on tomorrow, you're going to get a free Oxy Lift. He's going to give you an Oxy Lift, which is very important. You'll learn about that tomorrow. All these and more at the Power Mall. And gift certificates. Gift certificates. What a gift. What a way to introduce people to expand their mind to new things and to the truth. And maybe get them away from Big Pharma a little bit. Take advantage of this. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. Thank you so much for your purchases, your support, your prayers, your donations. You know, maybe donate a little bit. Donate to our shortwave fund. It's very expensive. And, that's how we reach you. So donate if you can. Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for all your support. We've tried to reach out for you for this holiday season and take advantage of it. So 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. The Fourth Phase of Water is the book written by Dr. Gerald Pollack. He's a Brand Laureate Award winner. They're out of Seattle area, and he knows more about water than he's forgotten more about water than you'll ever know. Let's put it that way. Let's switch gears a little bit, Dr. Pollack. I can remember I was fascinated by the study or writings or whatever. I'm not even sure what it was, but there was a Japanese scientist who was studying water, and one set of water he was playing good music, saying nice things to it. The other, he was, playing disruptive music or yelling at it. I really can't even remember the different variations. And then he froze the water, and the crystalline structures under magnification were completely different. It was really fascinating. I believe his name was Emoto. Will you go into that a little bit?
Sure, that was Masaru Emoto, who passed about 3 or 4 years ago. And his work, by the way, is taken over by his son and his widow, and also some other people who I've gotten to know pretty well. And they're not scientists in general. They're spiritualists, but their work has some scientific implications. So you can imagine most people would scoff at the idea that you can think positive thoughts or play some music that is pleasing music versus saying evil thoughts and music that is hard to listen to for most people. And he demonstrated that the crystals, when the positive thoughts like love and attention and gratitude, they get beautiful crystals, and the horrible music, which some people love, I guess, and negative thoughts produce ugly crystals. The book, the results became really popular, and the several books that Emoto produced demonstrating that produced an enormous amount of interest throughout. So I got interested in this because I was pointing out before that when you create ice, you must go through an intermediate step of easy water. So you start with ordinary water, you cool it, and it turns into easy water or fourth phase water. That's the organized version that Gilbert Ling was talking about, and then ice. You see, and in this stage of organized water, the fourth phase stage where molecules are ordered in some way, this can receive information. We don't think of of water exactly is receiving information, although someone proposed this about 20 years ago and lost his career, a French scientist, Jacques Benveniste, because everybody thought he must be nuts. But you see, now once we discover this crystalline form of water, that's it's not a solid, it's not a liquid, it's in between, this fourth phase of water, because it has a regular crystalline structure, just like a computer memory has. You know, it's got silicon atoms that are arrayed in three dimensions in regular places, and each silicon atom can have two states corresponding to a zero and a one. Similar, the water, the oxygen atoms can have actually five different states, not just two, and each one can be in theory addressed separately. So there is a capacity for this fourth phase of water to have information, and so if you are doing what Emoto did and putting some kind of energy into the water, if the water has fourth phase water in it, it's going to capture the information. And when it freezes, that information will be reflected in the frozen water, that is, in the ice. So I visited their offices in Tokyo. I spent 2 days giving lectures there, which were, you know, warmly received. And the main point that I tried to bring out is that there is a scientific basis for what they found. So that's why Emoto and his work and our approach are, in a sense, complementary. We have scientific evidence, and they have what you might call spiritual evidence, and the two of them may actually intersect in the photos that he produced of the beautiful photos of frozen crystals. Is that helpful?
Have they been duplicated? Yeah, have other people duplicated these experiments, for lack of a better word, that they've done? Have they duplicated them?
I don't know if anybody has. I mean, yes, people are duplicating it all the time. There's a Japanese woman, her name is Akiko Stein, and she works in Germany, and she takes waters from various people and freezes them in the same way that Emoto did, to test their waters to see if the waters have a positive spirit and such. And she does this all the time on a daily basis. When I visited Japan, I was witness to demonstrate how they do it, and I was there right in the closet like laboratory where they do it, and I could see these crystals being formed. So I think the answer is yes. Although, you know, because it's spiritual and not scientific, you won't see publications in standard scientific journals. So in that sense, you might say it's not been duplicated, but in fact it has.
Well, you mentioned the scientist who lost his career for basically, what was he claiming? He's saying that water can, that your words can have power on water, that water can receive outside information. I mean, what was he saying that he got so blackballed for?
Well, he got blackballed because he was a famous immunologist, and his stuff appeared in textbooks and such. His name was Jacques Benveniste from Paris, and he was doing experiments on a certain kind of white blood cell called a basophil, and he would pour some antibodies on these cells, and they would spew out, or they would secrete a chemical called histamine. And he was basically working on these experiments. And one day someone came to him and said to him, you know, I can do the same experiment you're doing, but instead of pouring the antibodies, I can pour highly, highly diluted antibodies and get the same result. He said, I can even dilute it to the point where there are no antibodies left, only water, and get the same result. And Jacques, whom I knew, said, this is crazy. It can't be. It doesn't make any sense. He said, but he was an open-minded scientist, and he said, you know, I got this big laboratory, 50 people. You go work in the corner here and demonstrate what you can do. Well, pretty soon everybody in the laboratory was hovering over this guy's shoulder to demonstrate that it was true, that you can go through dilution after dilution. This is the same way that homeopaths prepare their preparations. They take a substance and they dilute it, say, 1 to 10, and they shake it. And then they dilute that 1 to 10, and they shake it, and so on. They keep doing this And, of course, when you dilute it, pretty soon there's nothing left if you do it enough times except water. And so this was kind of weird, and he noticed that the experiments were working.
Hold that thought, Dr. Pollack. Hold that thought right there. This is fascinating. Yeah. This is really important, I think, what you're mentioning. We'll be back after this break. One more segment with you. Wow. The book is The Fourth Phase of Water, Dr. Gerald Pollack. It's one of the most popular scientific books on Amazon, and you can see why. I mean, so much to water. Imagine, it's water.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Hearing this, it reminds me of Willard water. You know, it's like they don't even know, they're not sure what it does, but it does something. Maybe we could send some up to Doc, some Willard water to Dr. Pollock, let him study that. And the prill beads, that helps the water also. So check out that at the Power Mall. Before the break, you talked about basically homeopathics being proven by this Frenchman who was amazed by it and his career was ruined over it. Finish that story, if you would.
Yeah, so he tried to submit his findings to the most prominent journal, that's Nature. And the editor wrote back, and all of this is in various books, and that's the story I'm telling. He wrote back and says, you know, it's impossible. If you're right, then everybody else is wrong, because it simply can't be. And naturally, he was ticked off by that, and so he thought, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask colleagues around the world to repeat the experiment, and we'll try to publish it together. They tried. Same response. And pretty soon, the homeopaths in Paris, of which there are many, were getting angry because this scientific hero, this Frenchman, was demonstrating that what they do in homeopathy was something that is real. And this guy was demonstrating it. So Nature, headquartered in London across the channel, was feeling the pressure intensely. So Jacques told me he got a call from the editor of Nature, Sir John Maddox, and he said, Maddox said, okay, I'll publish your paper on one condition. What's the condition? Well, we're going to send a committee of peers your way to kind of look over your shoulder and see what you're doing, and we'll report back to our readers a month after publication. So he agreed to it because he knew he had something. So they came, and the committee that came was not exactly a committee of peers. It consisted of the editor himself, who was not exactly fair-minded, because he didn't want to publish it. He was sort of pushed. And he hired two people. One of them was the amazing Randi, who was considered the world's greatest magician.
A magician.
And because he could figure out everybody's tricks. You know, he's very good at that and still does that. And then there was another guy, Walter Stewart, who was in the Center for Scientific Integrity at the National Institutes of Health. So the committee assembled, and they had the technician who does the experiment repeat the experiment in front of him. He did that two times in a row, and they got the same result that they reported, even though they reported that it doesn't happen every time, but most of the time, easily statistically significant. So then the third time, this guy, Walter Stewart, did the dilutions himself, and he didn't get that result. And so they went back to their hotel, and they huddled, and they said, well, it looks like when the French people do the experiment, it works, and when we, the committee, do the experiment one time, it doesn't work, therefore it must be a hoax, it must be a trick. And next week in Nature, water memory is a delusion appeared. And after that, his career went downhill. He couldn't get any more funding. His lab went from 50 to zero very quickly. And despite that, other people have now repeated his experiments and gotten a similar result. And at our annual water conference...
Dr. Pollock, you know, being a scientist, just quick answer, don't go into it long, but does that bother you as a scientist to see that basically a hatchet job they did on him?
Yeah, the thing is, it's not just him. It's virtually every... Think of Galileo. Think of Semmelweis. I don't know if you know about him in Hungary, 150 years ago, roughly, a young, bright Hungarian scientist came and noticed that the women who were going to the hospital were dying, and there was during childbirth, and he found out that the reason they're dying is that the doctors did an autopsy the first thing in the morning of the women who had died the night before, and then they did an internal exam on these women without washing their hands. They didn't know anything. And he discovered that washing your hands will improve the outcome. And his colleagues had got so outraged that they fired him. And he wound up in a mental institution. Yeah.
So oh, my gosh.
This is normal operating procedure for people who challenge the environment, who challenge hope.
What I've studied about consciousness and kind of scientific community and or the new science that's coming of consciousness and whatever, one thing that may have caused it to where the third scientist who did the experiment who didn't really want it to work, one of the reasons why that didn't work for them, or maybe that didn't work, and this may blow your mind, is it didn't work because they didn't want it to work.
It doesn't blow my mind because I've heard it enough times that I've come to realize, you know, starting as a standard nuts and bolts kind of materialist scientist, I've changed somewhat because I've seen enough evidence that consciousness is playing a big part in what's going on. Now, 150 years ago is when everybody began believing that everything can be understood by science, and I was in that category myself, and I still sort of. But the cracks are opening a little bit for me because I've now seen enough evidence. Not speculation, but evidence that these sorts of things can have a major effect. Well, so yes.
Let me cut you off. I know you wanted to mention something about water in our health, and you want to take the last part. We're running out of time. We only got a couple minutes. I'm sorry. I apologize. Just quickly, water in our health.
We're built of water, mostly, two-thirds water, 99% of our molecules are water. We need that water for function of the cell. The cell is filled with fourth-phase water. In order to be healthy, our cell needs to remain filled with fourth-phase water. Many of the therapies that come from China, from Ayurvedic times and whatever, various herbs, we've studied a whole bunch of them. They all build easy water, fourth-phase water, and we think that's the reason why those agents, curcumin, for example, is one of them. Ghee is another. We found experimentally they build fourth phase water, and we think this is the reason why they are good for health. Also, sauna. Go into a sauna. It's hot, full of infrared energy. Builds easy water, fourth phase water in our body, replenishes what's missing. And I could go on from there, but I think we're almost out of time, so another time.
Well, fascinating. Yeah. We're going to have you on again. Well, I'll get a copy of your book next time so I can be a little more prepared. I didn't know you were coming on today.
I think you'll enjoy
just
it.
Just an absolute pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I hope that you had a good time.
Yes
Dr. Pollack, I hope you had a good time. We certainly did.
Great fun. Thank
very
you
good.
So much, Daniel. Okay, take care. We'll see you.
Yeah, you're very
bye.
Welcome. We'll do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Pollack, there he goes. At the Power Mall, I get off this microphone, I'm going to go get my Willard water and put it in. I forgot to take my Willard water today. Speaking of structured water, krill beads, all these kind of things right at the Power Mall. That's what made me think of. That's a shameless plug, but important. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Ed McCabe will be on. We have another guest with Mr. Oxygen himself, Ed McCabe. And of course, Thanksgiving is coming up. I hope you're getting ready. I hope you're being safe. I've already eaten way too many pumpkin cookies. I want you to know my wife makes really good. I love pumpkin cookies. So God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great week. See you, Dr. Pollack. Thanks, Eric.
So much. Okay, bye-bye.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.